every study that's ever been done about clinicians' abilities to predict cognitive function some time point later in any population, whether it's patients who've had strokes or patients who are in ICUs or any other clinical population you might consider, all those studies have found basically the same thing, is that that's one thing that's simply very hard to predict. In our study, that might have been harder still because we intentionally used a patient or caregiver reported assessment of cognition rather than a validated objective marker of cognitive capacity. And the reason we chose that approach was so that we could have something that is meaningful to patients and caregivers and something that they could complete without too much effort. But the downside to that is that it may have created a greater barrier for physicians and nurses in predicting because they would then not only have to account for what's going to happen to patients physiologically and cognitively, but how patients or caregivers are going to interpret their cognition as the same, better, or worse than it was before the ICU stay. So that may be why. Or at least part of the explanation for why physicians were pretty bad at predicting cognition, and nurses were in fact no better than chance.